Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report. Dom Knight here with Charles Firth, apparently in a car somewhere. Charles, where are you?
I'm currently in Canberra on my way to probably the biggest city in Australia for the War on 2020 Love Tour, which is, of course, Wollongong. Really, I mean, it's...
Very, very big.
We're coming home.
The Chasers World Tour, Andrew's hackles prickled up there. Andrew Hansen's here too. Hello, Andrew Hansen from The Chaser, the original former Chaser.
Hello. Look, speaking of tours.
Mine
goes on sale tomorrow as well, but I'm not going to... I don't know if I'm doing Wollongong. I don't know, Charles. Should I do Wollongong? I mean, I haven't added it yet to the itinerary.
The way we do our itinerary is we go lock in Wollongong and then design the entire tour around fitting in with the Wollongong
date. Fitting in Wollongong, because it's kind of like the LA or the New York, I guess. Or the London. It's Broadway, really. It's Broadway, where things start. And then you might do, you know, what's the equivalent of the West End, do you think?
Maybe Bathurst. Somewhere.
Bathurst is basically that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's that one listener, Emily, who emails us will enjoy saying that. The Central West End, they call
it. Hi, Emily. Come to my show in Bathurst next year.
Are you going to play Bathurst really? Gabby Bolt sold out Bathurst, but she's local.
She did. I'd love to do Bathurst. Is there a Bathurst Comedy Festival? I would do it if there was one.
There would be one if Gabby started one. I think she's the only person who could. Yes.
She should launch one. I would definitely be a part of that. Yes.
So where can people buy tickets, pray tell, Andrew, if one wants? And what's the name of your show?
It's a show about coping with these incredibly expensive times we live in. And my show's called Andrew Hansen is Cheap. And it's my guide to sort of how to survive, you know, through which I do through, you know, idiotic songs and sketches.
Oh,
and,
Are the tickets cheap?
The tickets are cheap. And you just look up, the first ones that go on sale are Sydney Comedy Festival and Canberra Comedy Festival. And then on Tuesday, Melbourne and Adelaide Festival. Goodness. Are going to go on sale.
How ambitious. And are the jokes cheap as well?
They're so cheap, Dom. They are bargain basement jokes rushing out. Because I used to do, you know, warehouse commercials. I know a lot about how to be cheap and offer things that are crazy, crazy prices. Mm. So if you want some affordable comedy, from the most cut price member of The Chaser, that's where you get it.
I think the most cut-price touring member of The Chaser. I'm pretty sure I'm the most cut-price member of The Chaser. But that's wonderful. Well, the podcast just devolving into plugs, really, rather than any other reason.
Yeah, speaking of which, don't you put an ad here?
But I can't believe – I cannot believe that we've, you know, spent so long with the podcast and not talked about the biggest event, probably in the history of Australia, which is that the Socceroos have made – the finals.
Hang on, let's just check if Andrew knows what we're talking about. Chad, have you heard of the Socceroos, Andrew Hansen?
A Socceroo, what manner of creature is that?
You know that it's not trendy to pretend to not know about sport, Andrew.
It is, it's very fashionable. I admit I've heard of the Socceroos. I wasn't aware that they were playing or whatever. You'll have to tell me about that.
Seriously, you're not aware that currently the FIFA World Cup, the world's largest sporting event, is taking place.
I was aware of FIFA because I'm across the controversies of FIFA, but I hadn't connected FIFA to the actual Socceroos because I'm never sure which sport these, but the only advantage to me of them being called the Socceroos is finally there's a team who I know what sport it is. You know, whereas other people say, oh, the Eagles are playing or something, or the Panthers are doing this.
or the Wallabies. You have no idea.
Yeah, and I have no idea.
Did.
Like, they're all named after bloody animals, and I don't even know whether they're talking about the golf or the curling. I wouldn't have a clue.
I've always found the Australian men's cricket team very hard to decipher what they do.
All I know is they're men, and they're from Australia, and they've been named after an insect called cricket.
Can I just be honest and say, I am already incredibly bored by this conversation. Can we talk about something more interesting?
So dull. It's so dull. I switched off at the mention of Socceroos.
You were the two worst possible people to talk about the World Cup with. Well, it was so exciting at 4 a.m.
I was feigning enthusiasm. I didn't watch the... like. There's only like one point in the entire fucking game. What a stupid game. It's built on the backs of like 600,500 dead migrant workers. It's just it's a morally despicable game. If you're going to watch a morally despicable game, you might as well just watch the Australian men's cricket team, because at least they're entertaining. Yeah. Soccer is fucking bullshit, man. Let's talk about China or something. Let's talk about something more interesting.
You both disappoint me enormously.
No, I agree. Who's bringing something to talk about? Anyone? Or do we finish here?
I want to talk about what's going on in China, because this has the feelings of like another 1989. There's only a couple of times in your life where you live through moments where there is a genuine sort of revolutionary fervor. And what is going on in China is extraordinary. Like, they're living in the most authoritarian state with the most strict social controls of any state that's ever existed in the history of humanity. It's controlled using, you know, high-tech methods of coercion and control, right? And people are just going, fuck it, we're just going to protest anyway. We're just going to actually throw barricades at police officers. We're going to risk being locked up for possibly decades simply for holding up blank signs. Like, the whole revolution is based on this old idea that, which was a whole Russian proverb, which was, you don't need to actually write down what you're protesting about because everyone knows what you're protesting about. So,
It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And that's going on there and then in Iran at the same time.
Yes.
People are just going, we have had enough. But no, it is amazing in China that they're holding up blank pieces of paper.
I want to brainstorm today how we can get Australia to be in the same sort of revolutionary fervour as China.
Like, well, how do I can start you there, Charles, away. Because I live in a state that, you know, you say China's the most repressive regime ever known in the history of humanity, but you forget that I live in the state of Victoria.
Oh, no.
Which is exactly the same. It's exactly the same.
Victoria, yeah. Stan. Yes.
That's right. Course. Yes, yes. And, you know, as the Murdoch press have pointed out, you know, we too are run by a dictator who recently won a suspiciously large number of votes, like all dictators do.
It was
dictators who run these sham elections, you see, don't they?
I mean, no one in the media predicted it. That just goes to show that it was fake. It was a dupe. The fix was in. It was rigged.
Well, it must be. You know, I mean, how else do you explain it other than that people voted for him because they, you know, I mean, there's no other explanation.
No, but if they did vote for him, it's because they probably felt some sort of coercion. They probably felt like they had to, otherwise they'd be killed or something.
Well, I did. You know, I turned up at the booth and, you know, there was this Melbourne barista standing there with a huge beer who pointed a coffee machine right at my head and told me I had to vote for Daniel Andrews or else I would get a blast of espresso.
Was it a bespoke vote? Was your voting artisanal?
Yes, absolutely. I had to write on a piece of sourdough instead of a.
I presume in Victoria you vote by, I don't know, using sealing wax or something, or maybe you can knit a ballot paper.
Of course, it's environmentally friendly. Don't you? No, we're not allowed to use any manufacturing here.
I'm just thinking in Victoria, if you held up a piece of blank paper, it would be a considerably better product than the Herald Sun, wouldn't it?
It would, and it would probably just be interpreted as a great piece of public art, and you'd receive about $20,000 in funding.
You'd have an art subsidy from Daniel Andrews.
Andrew, when you went to vote, I know this is an awkward topic, were there stairs? Because my theory is that the way that they rigged the election is by having it in lots of venues with stairs. And we know that stairs are the most devastating political force in Victoria. And you're in cahoots with Daniel Andrews.
Yes, it prevented him from being able to vote. He wouldn't be able to vote for himself if there were stairs involved, or at least more than one stair. Because I think it was a flight of two stairs, wasn't it?
Yes. Are two stairs even a flight? Can we call it two stairs a flight or
it's a short
minor
flight,
inconvenience?
So look, it's a frightening place. It's a frightening. So we might have to begin the revolution here.
Yeah, although I must say I did like the Shovel reported yesterday, actually, that Victoria is now the world's most livable dictatorship, which I think...
We're so very proud of that.
At least you've got that. Andrew.
That's very good.
Yeah. As every Victorian will tell you incessantly.
Yeah.
At every possible opportunity. Oh, we are so livable here. My God, we're just, I can't get over the livability-ness. Oh, my God.
Do you feel that people constantly banging on about livability reduces the livability? Because I do.
Yeah, it's very irritating. It's all, yes, and when they bang on about being the best place, that kind of makes you stop thinking it's the best place. Because you can't
It's a very insecure city, isn't it, Melbourne? I love it, but it's really insecure. It's like your friend who's just constantly boasting because they're so completely neurotic about, you know, you're not having respect for them or something.
Well, it is. It is. Ironically, I think the one thing that stops it being the best is that they keep on banging on about it being the best. I mean, if they just stopped doing that, it probably would be the best.
Well, if they stopped doing that, they'd be Canberra. Because Canberra doesn't think of itself as the best, but it keeps on being named as the best city in the
world.
That's
so funny. Do you think it's the best? I mean, it's quite pleasant to drive around, isn't it?
I'm currently in Canberra. I went this morning. I drove along empty roads
because
no one seems to.
And that's peak hour, isn't it?
Like it's peak hour.
Peak hour is when you're there. Your presence alone turns it into peak hour.
My presence makes it go yellow on the Google Maps.
That's right. Yeah, it goes from empty.
Yeah.
So Charles, I saw some paperwork this week that said you were born in Canberra.
I was born in Canberra.
Yeah, so you've always been a Canberran.
Yeah, it's nice to be home, isn't it? I moved out of... I was born in September 1975, and Gough Whitlam got sacked. When was it? In November.
November.
So I was about 2 months old. That was my first protest rally. We all went down to Parliament House. My mum heard that Whitlam had been sacked. And so I was there on the steps of Parliament House.
You and Norman Gunston.
So me and Norman Gunston. We were holding up white pieces of paper, blank pieces of paper, because it was too oppressive to actually write down what we were protesting. Maybe I just didn't know what we were protesting. But then straight after that, after Whitlam was sacked, my starry-eyed Whitlamite parents, I think, just said, this is enough. We've got to get out of Canberra. And we fled. We fled.
You were refugees, political refugees, from the Fraser Canberra.
I mean, in some ways, 1975, that, you know, Remembrance Day 1975, was our, you know, revolution in the same way that, you know, like crackdown, just like it's happening in China. Do you think that's an offensive comparison to make?
I think it's very fair, Charles.
Yeah, I think it is.
In fact, I think those Chinese people are probably copying. I reckon all those people you see the iPhone plant throwing furniture.
They're just going, remember what happened to Whitlam.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want a Whitlam to take place here at the iPhone factory.
Yeah,
Canberra is the Beijing of Australia in that it's the capital, it's centrally planned, and whenever there are actual signs of life anywhere, they bulldoze them.
Well, I bought some shopping yesterday, and I was just returning back to the hotel with two shopping bags, and this tank came up in front of me, and I just stared it down.
That's Canberra for you.
Yeah.
That is Canberra. And that is.
From what I hear... Canberra is tank proof because they can't possibly get around the roundabout.
they're turning circles, not good enough.
Genius. No, this is my point. This morning, went out for coffee. Beautiful, went down to Kingston. There's a foreshore there now because they've built a sort of on Lake Burley Griffin. So it's like harbour views. There's no one there yet drinking beautiful coffee. It is. It's the best place in the world. If it weren't for the people and all the sex creeps in Parliament House, this would just be nirvana. This is lovely. I'm moving here. I'm moving back.
Well, you heard it here first. Canberra is the best place in Australia.
Except for the politicians and sex pests.
Our gears from Ride were part of the Acast Creator Network. Catch you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.